You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Electric art circuitry.
Profoundly involves men with one another. Information pours. Information instantaneously.
She called pest control, and when she was sprayed, she never was bothered again.
Check him out right on cue there, like he knows what he's doing. Thank you, Liv, for keeping it crooked on the crooked beat. This is Robert fixing to make you idle on the Idle Hour at WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee, or perhaps on the World Wide Web at WYXR.org. You know, I was packing the bag today, and it all felt old. I don't know. It all felt great, just saying, maybe 20th century. We'll find out.
Studies show a high correlation between sensory bodily development, now largely neglected, and intelligence. There's a world of difference between the modern home environment of integrated electric information and the classroom. Written.
We'll be right back. Support for WYXR comes from the Memphis Brew Fest, taking place at Shelby Farms Park on Saturday, June 21st, featuring 40 local and regional breweries, live music, food trucks, and more, with proceeds directly supporting local charities. More information and tickets at memphisbrewfest.com.
Arrete. Taking you up to take you down. Fixing to take you sideways. Kick that off with Galaxy 500 from their debut LP, gotta be the 1980s, called Today. Great Eugene Ajay cover, photograph on the cover. Let's see, followed that with, and you know, I don't know who that was talking at the head of the show. Didn't see him come in, didn't see him leave. But right there from the 21st century, we heard Jimmy Ames from My Morning Jacket, one of his solo efforts called, which is a tribute to George Harrison. And we heard All Things Must Pass. So there. And we're having a good time today. Oh, yes, and that's right. I've got something queued up. Guaranteed to keep you having a good time, probably. Lo-fi, baby. It's from vinyl. What year is this? That Jim James was from 2017. Heck, that's almost this decade. Well, this has got to be the 1980s. Swamp Surfing in Memphis. Shelby, if you're tuned in, going out to you. We're going to hear a few selections. Shelby, this who works here at the station, was taken by the fantastic silkscreen cover art. So we're going to kick it off with the Hellcats. We're going to just hear, I think we're going to hear four tracks from here. It'll be the Hellcats. It'll be the Panther Burns. It'll be Paradoxical Babble, and it'll be the Odd Jobs, probably. If She-Wolf's on... I gotta see what's on this side. Well, come on. Turn it up and cover your ears.
Yeah, we're racing. Then you better tune your bikes. Get on the road.
Support for WYXR comes from Brizert, presenting the Concrete Canvas Streetwear Fashion Show, hosted by Brize on Sunday, June 22nd from 6 to 10 p.m. at Mud Island River Park. An immersive fashion experience blending streetwear and high fashion, highlighting emerging designers, artists, and performers in partnership with Memphis River Parks. Live performances, vendors, and more. Tickets and more information can be found at brizert.square.site.
Small town after all. And let's see, microphone two. Which are you on?
Three, okay.
Ooh.
There you go.
Ooh, oh.
So in that small town way, Lorette Velvet heard her song on the radio and meandered over.
I did.
Well, welcome to the station. Nice to have you.
Yeah, glad I'm here.
So you were trying to remember where y'all recorded the Get Off the Road.
Gosh, I don't know.
I mean, I would guess, wouldn't it be in the Princeton house or something?
I don't know, but they flew in some motorcycle sounds, and it makes me feel like Doug Easley had something to do with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If anybody knows, call in. If you can.
Tell us what the number is when you find it.
Okay.
Let's see. So, you two remember how y'all... So, you were living with Tav at this time, right?
Yeah. Say that.
And was... I see that Jessie May is on the album. I meant to play her track, and we
and we'll come to it shortly, but
yeah,
this, how did y'all know her?
This is it's an Australian release, Swamp Surfing in Memphis, mm-hmm. on Agogo Records. Mm-hmm. And it probably came about because we actually went with Panther Burns. I went with Panther Burns to Australia 2 times to play.
First plane flight, if I recall.
First plane flight I ever had was to Australia.
Get used to it now.
It was nice. Silver tea service and everything, free drinks.
Uh-huh.
Smoking.
Oh, yes. So go ahead.
So I think it came about through our connections in Australia. And, you know, it's got Odd Jobs on it and Panther Burns and Paradoxical Babble.
Yep.
Jesse May.
Yep. Which is what we, let's see. So we just heard, we kicked it off with y'all, the Hellcats.
Mm-hmm.
Then Panther Burns doing Tram, which I thought sounded pretty dang good. Ross Johnson keeping the beat there. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
It had that Antenna Club sound.
I did.
By the way, I looked online. It's 1986. And the whole record is on YouTube if you're so inclined to check it out in listener land. And then after that, Paradoxical Babble, 2 tracks, Roy and Brenda Brewer.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, like, do you remember how the record came? I mean, after y'all came back, did Tav just say collect tapes or did they?
The one thing I remember is that Tram song, which is Tram question mark. So it's like. It's a version of Tramp.
Yeah.
I guess the Otis Redding
everybody did.
Yeah, everybody did. That was recorded in his house.
Uh-huh.
So I'm inclined to think the Hellcats get off the road.
Uh-huh.
Was recorded there, which is a song, the soundtrack to She Devils on Wheels. And that's where we found that song.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how we got our names.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first line is, we are the Hellcats.
Uh-huh.
No, nobody likes.
And were y'all recording onto cassette, as you recall? Do you have any recollection?
I don't know. Maybe a 4-track, possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
4-track cassette.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what. Yeah. That was the of the era. And you know, people did a lot with that, as we're hearing. I think probably all this stuff was cut on 4-track cassette, although, as you mentioned, some people might have gotten into Doug's backyard.
Possibly.
For the early easily recording facility.
Who would know? Doug possibly would know.
Phone it in, Doug.
I'll text him.
Okay, I might be queued up here.
What is next?
All right, we're going to hear the Odd Jobs and then She-Wolf. She-Wolf being Jesse May Hemphill. You got any recollection of seeing the Odd Jobs or Jesse May around town?
She-Wolf was Jesse May was the first person I ever played with on stage.
Tell me about that.
Tav took me over to Dr. Dave Evans' house where She-Wolf was camping on the floor, on her pallet on the floor, and I met her there, and she wanted, I played the only song I knew on guitar, which was Fine and Mellow, Billie Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I struggled through that. I'm sure it sounded horrendous. And she decided she wanted me to play with her at the Antenna Club. And so that happened, but I turned my amp all the way down so everybody could hear me.
Oh man, that's really trial by fire and and finding a good safety net.
Yeah.
Good for you. All right, well, here's the Odd Jobs, and we'll hear Jesse May Hemphill, WYXR 91.7 FM.
Fresh. want you to know, yeah,
to finishing out that record. Laura, you were talking about screen printing. Those look like they were made from they're actually produced. They're not individually printed, but maybe a screen print origin.
That front image is Bob X.
Yeah, Bob X did a bunch of great posters.
Right, but all of Tav's recordings had his own personal record label called Frenzy.
Right.
Screen printed on them, even if they were on a different label.
Right.
It's always like a co-production,
yes,
I think.
Good man. I mean, that's great. It's a great move.
Uh-huh.
I noticed it, you know, early on with that EP, that silk, beautiful silk-screened EP.
And note, it's Frenzy with an I.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a very special font that he debated over for weeks about what to use.
All right. Anything else you want to tell them out there in Radioland?
Yeah, sure.
Have you got gigs coming up?
I've got this big thing at my farm in Olive Hill, Tennessee.
Oh.
We're doing a lightning bug festival when all the lightning bugs come out.
Oh, wow.
And the solstice weekend, June 21st. Anyway, I've got three bands. I've got Aquarian Blood and Fake the Band and Tennessee Screamers.
Wow.
And my band, so
excellent.
Red Velvet.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of those three bands share like the same members, so I'm trying to put all the band members up in my house, so I kind of pick them knowing that they are all kind of, you know, one big group.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, and DJs and Bloody L and DJ One a Day. And it's an art show, too, on the stable walls.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So is there a website or anything?
It's, you can get them at Eventbrite, or you can send me a direct message on my Facebook page, PayPal or Venmo me. Yeah.
All right. All right, well, cool. Good to have you pop on by the radio station.
I'm glad I ran over to see you.
Yeah, great. Yeah. And congratulations on your daughter's graduation.
Oh, thank you.
Small town people.
Yeah. Next phase.
That's right. let's see. So we're going to go to, I got something over there. Oh, yeah. Charlie Feathers. Charlie Feathers. This is from a great box on Revenant Records. I think we'll hear I've Been Deceived and see if we don't hear a couple more from there.
Thank you. Am I dreaming? Am I dreaming? If I am, then let me sleep. 'Cause to see you any different, my poor heart would stop its beat. But no dreamland with this beauty could ever hope to be as bright. When you're beside me at the altar in your wedding dress of white. A wedding gown of white you'll soon be wearing. Our friends will watch while we walk down the aisle. And yes, make a vows to God. Yes, you'll be mine in just a little while.
Charlie Feathers. Charlie Feathers there, killing it. Dang, now what'd I do with the... Charlie Feathers killing it there, and I done lost the liner note set, and I can tell you what we heard, but I can't tell you what we're going to hear next. We're gonna play random... You know what? We can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. We heard... I've Been Deceived and Wedding Dress of White. This is from that Revenant box set. Man, I'm not going to leave here without them, but... All right, I'll find him. More Charlie Feathers. Thanks, Lori, for popping by. Zach Ives in the house. WYXR.org/donate. Come say hi. Check out the archives while you're there. Booker T in the background from the Stax Demos box.
Kiss my baby and it don't seem right to me. people been a holding her tight. Girl, everybody loving my papa, baby. Everybody is a loving my papa, baby. Everybody is a loving my papa, baby. But I need my brother, baby, don't you see? Well, I bought a Cadillac for my woman in style. I should have seen my money, but it carries on while. And everybody loving my papa, baby. Everybody is a loving my papa, baby. Everybody is a loving my papa, baby. But I mean, but don't you see? They got you, boy.
WYXR comes from the Metal Museum. On the last Thursday of each month, May through September, the museum